Radio reverb's coming through. Listen to the Beef Jones Show. 97.2. Listen to the Beef Jones Show. Monday night, what you gonna do? Listen to the Beef Jones Show. Listen to the Beef Jones Show.
We have got the man and I, a.k.a. Tara and Ed, who are in the studio. Guys, how you doing?
How's it going?
I'm all right. Good, how are you?
I'm very good. It's lovely to see you. I'm slightly nervous because Tara's got her headphones on, which means she can hear what I'm doing.
I know. It sounds great, though, don't worry.
It feels like she's inside my head, quite frankly. Guys, I did mention on the Facebook page that about midday you send out an SOS saying, I think my voice is packed in. Just give us a little bit of talk.
I don't know what you wanted to say.
Oh, that sounds, that just sounds great already.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a radio voice, doesn't it? Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a cracked radio voice. It sounds gorgeous, to be honest. I think you should just sing with it because it sounds stunning, but I wouldn't know what that would do.
I'd be like Phoebe from Friends, you know, when she gets a cold. That's what it'd be like.
Sexy flat.
Yeah.
nice analogy. Thank you for a Friday or Monday or wherever we are. I always have to mention the Friday people because they are listening and they do get a little bit uppity. You know, they say it's not all about Monday. And I say, well, quite frankly, it is actually. Apart from losing your voice, you're still here, which is great. What are we going to do? In a minute, are we going to do Ed on his own doing stuff?
Yeah, so I'm going to, you know, just not do any singing. I don't think I'm going to be able to. So I'm going to be here. I'll do the chit chat.
You're good at that. And now listen, because you passed me an EP to possibly fill the gaps if we do three live and one one CD track.
My voice is on the go as well, but we'll...
Is this pre the man and I sort of joining together, as it were? Is this before Tara came on the scene?
It is. It's about 10 years old.
Oh, okay.
But we still play the title track, so maybe that would be the good one to play because we still perform that, me and Tara.
Is that
lost
art? Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so we're looking to record soon. We actually put some emails out today, didn't we, to try and find a suitable place to record. So we will have some next time we come and see you.
That's okay. I was just amazed that you had this one, to be honest. It's brilliant. You also got cello from Bella.
Bella Emerson, yes. Do you know Bella?
I think I do, actually.
Yeah, she does a lot of session work around Brighton area. She's great.
But there's some ridiculously talented musicians around this town. Yeah. It's just fun to tap into them, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Including yourselves, of course. Do you know what? It was so weird because I think it was in July we had a huge... very full studio promoting the Concord 2 gig that was part of a new thing called Bob, wasn't it? Best of Brighton.
Yeah.
And there was 12 Stone Toddler, there was the Clowns with lots of W's and N's, and there was the promoters. Seth was here, and we had Fern, just a whole host of people, to be honest. And then they kept mentioning you guys, and I said, well, this is weird because you guys were going to come in at beginning of July, weren't you?
Yeah, well, booked it, I suppose, before, because I was like, right, we're playing the Concord, this is amazing.
Yeah,
let's go, let's promote it.
Let's
everything.
Let's go crazy. Well, yeah. And I think it was the night I got stuck in Nottingham.
Yes,
and I was going to have you in. I was going to have Ellie Ford in. It was going to be a great show, you know. And then I got stuck in Nottingham, and that's not the place to be stuck. Mm. I love Nottingham, but not really en route between Nottingham and Brighton. That's not so great. To be honest, it wasn't Nottingham. It was Nuneaton, where I got spat out and left on a platform with the immortal words, there's a fire on the track, no trains going south. Just what you want to hear
when you're going south.
Well, there's nowhere else. Is there how else to get from Nottingham to Brighton without going south? I was, you know, it was stretched, put it that way. So we missed that session, and then you did Concord 2. How did it go?
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It was really, really good. The whole night was good. They did a brilliant job, as I'm sure you found out promoting it.
Yeah.
Sounds like you had a party in here. That sounds amazing.
It was ridiculous.
We weren't invited.
All I can do is apologise. Yeah, the reason why you weren't was because I thought you were coming
we were
in on the
coming
first.
In, yeah.
Oh, geez, there was a method in my madness.
It was I think it was just so well done, and hopefully they'll do another one.
They are planning another one. I know one has been postponed and it's going to be pushed back to February. I think there was going to be one in November.
Is that the latest music hall?
I don't know actually, because it was up in the air. There were things they were trying to rearrange, but they have got the energy and the ideas, and they just want to do something new and different.
Yeah,
and
it was such a good night. So I think I said this as well when we were like talking, like promoting it at the time. To let everyone else, it's so good to have a place or like a night that it's supporting up and coming people and just like purely Brighton people, as in your whole radio
station
yourself. Does it.
Yeah.
Well,
it's brilliant.
It does sound crazy, doesn't it? I mean, we have The Great Escape. Do you ever see any Brighton bands in The Great Escape? I don't see many.
This is true.
It's always been very hard for Brighton bands to get onto that bill, and it's a 3-dayer in our city.
Yeah.
And it's like,
well, it's a good time to plug the Alternative.
We're actually doing the obviously it's next year, but we are doing the Alt Escape.
Now, who's arranging that? Who's organising that?
So me and Ed. Yes. Are going to be booking all the people. We're doing it at the Fiddler's Elbow.
Great.
On Boyce Street. Street party. So the street's closed.
They're quite big, the street parties. I don't know if people
have heard
them. We
did one a couple of weekends ago in the bank holiday.
Guys, lean in. Is this official? Have you got permission to do this?
Yes.
They're going to close the street.
Mum and Dad.
So the council know.
Yes, it's not until May, is it?
It's normally May. Yeah, but it comes around rapidly, as we wish away the winter months. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that. Do you? Well, there you go. And why shouldn't you? It's time, after all. It's only time. Mm. I shouldn't get so hung up about it.
Because Tara's birthday is in the middle of December.
Bless your heart.
But also, it gets, dark. And colder and more witchy and creepy. I like that.
Right, so that's a good thing. Okay, I'm just basically, I love summer. Well, I like going away. I think that's
Christmas.
What it is. You love Christmas.
I love Christmas. I love Halloween. I love Christmas.
You love Halloween and everything in between.
Love it.
Okay, here's the thing. Can we meet some common ground here?
Autumn.
No, what about January and February? Aren't they the dog months, aren't they? No offence.
Tax
the baby.
Tax returns.
Tax returns.
That's all I hear when I hear
Is that the epitome of January, February?
Yeah, tax returns. I leave it right to the last minute, and that's 2 days.
You mean you and the planet?
I know.
Well, that's what we're supposed to do. Anyone who doesn't do that, please text us 07909 547 336. We will name and shame those people who are so organised they don't leave it to the last minute. We have the man and I am spelling that, the man, double N and I. Who is man?
Me.
It's Ed.
Me.
Okay, Ed.
He's the man.
Listen, Ed, I will accept your spelling of man. What's going on with the spelling of Ed?
It's my surname. Man.
What?
My first name.
Yeah.
Well, my first name is Edward, so technically it does have two D's in it, so I'm dropping the war.
Nice.
What happened here. I had a discussion with Clow-wah-wah-wah-wahs. I never quite got to the bottom of why there were so many W's in that word. But anyway, and then Ed comes along with two D's, and I'm thinking. But now I know.
Yeah. And also, it just makes it consistent.
Does it?
Double D, double N.
Okay.
Yeah, it's easy.
Tara, don't agree with him. That's just.
Oh, sorry. Wrong.
That's Tara with two T's and two R's, of course, as you would expect. Guys, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to attempt to play a couple of my songs without Tara, unfortunately.
Tara, if you don't mind leaving now, that would be lovely.
I'll be here in spirit.
Go and sit in the car.
I'm going to go to the pub.
I'm going to be honest, it does feel weird that you're not singing with us. Oh, and it does feel weird for you.
But next time,
just make
some
kind
back.
Of like noises in the background.
I'm going to move your mic and we're going to place it in. Does this guitar have a name?
It's an Eggle baritone guitar. Patrick Eggle stopped making acoustic guitars.
It's a beautiful sound.
Lower. It's a bit deeper than.
Oh, baby.
Which my voice is probably going to be as well.
I was listening, but I didn't quite hear. What's this track called?
This track is called The Travelling Fair.
Please,
play first.
Take it away.
Traveling fair stops by here, And some years back I did attend a dance they held inside a tent. Then I got paired with a redhead girl, the prettiest little creature I ever did know. And when she smiled, when I looked into her eyes, I fell in love right there and then. She had my heart at the traveling fair. We danced fast and then we danced slow, and I held her in my arms for an hour or so. It was almost dark when we stepped outside, and I stole a kiss by the evening light. She kissed back, sun went down, we found a place, no one around. And beneath the trees, where the moonlight dapples through the leaves, I made love to her there. She had my heart at the traveling fair. It was sometime later that we heard the band, and we raced back for a final dance. But in my haste, with the music loud, I lost her somewhere in the crowd. Well, I searched all night, but I searched in vain, and the fair moved on when the morning came. Now every year, I still hope I'll find her there, although I've never seen her again. She had my heart at the traveling fair.
Gorgeous, The Man and I, playing very, very loud and live. That is The Travelling Fair, I think. How are you spelling fair?
F-A-I-R.
Oh, okay. I better change my Facebook post. I was trying to be smug and clever.
The
I put Travelling in a few.
Fair, actually. It sounds very Southern Rail.
Yes.
I like that.
to me, it sounds a bit sort of, you know, sort of, I don't know, Thomas Hardy, Mayor of Castbridge, fair, you know, a bit of, I don't know. So I put in a few Y's and R's and, you know.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I will leave it up to the general public.
Why don't we leave it? Let's not do anything about leaving up to anything to the general public, if you don't mind. They have no idea what to do with life. And they should never be asked a question ever again, quite frankly.
Previous experience.
But Lordy, yeah, I know, geez. Well, whoever thought a referendum was a good idea? I don't know why we're talking, you know, but if you're going to bring it up, then let's talk. No, let's not. We've got The Man and I, we've got Ed here, we've got Tara here. Tell me what you guys have got coming up, because we talked about the Concord 2 gig, which sounded just brilliant. What else have you got? Have you got new stuff coming up as well?
Yeah, we do. We're playing on Thursday the 12th. We are playing at the New Cross Inn. We're supporting Origami Ghosts.
Have you been to New Cross?
I haven't. I have not yet.
Okay, that's fine.
I've heard that it's a good. I heard it's quite good, but
I'm only joking.
Now I'm.
I did an MA there. Well, it's near where Goldsmiths is, so it's like that is New Cross basically, and it's quite a fun old place.
Yeah.
Put it that way. But that was a couple of years ago. Let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the times have changed. Yeah. That is the New Cross Inn. I'm only joking. It is brilliant. The New Cross Inn at New Cross. There's two railway stations, guys. There's no excuse to not go.
Obviously, unless you're at the Battle of the Bands.
Well, no, I wasn't going to do that. I was not going to do that to you. And that's before we even mentioned the Songbox band gig as well on the same night. But that's fine. That's fine. It's all good. You know, we can't have enough gigs on the same night, let's be honest. 12th of September, if you're in London or if you want to go and see these guys, the New Cross Inn, London Bridge, a couple of stops in New Cross, you can't go wrong. On your way home, well, that's up to you. I have no idea. I'm not responsible for you. We take no responsibility of your welfare.
Making notes of these directions, but we have no idea.
It's only about 10 minutes from London. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. So there you go. That's 12th of September. That sounds fab. Who are you supporting again?
Origami Ghosts.
And you don't know much about them?
They are, well, I did my little bit of research. So basically a duo, the same.
Okay.
A guy and a girl.
And who's just out of interest, who has arranged this gig?
Me.
Are you kidding?
Oh, as in I haven't put it on.
You're a promoter.
Oh, you mean like who's the promoter?
Yeah.
Can't remember.
So just out of interest, I mean, who gets in touch with you? I mean, I don't need his name really, but how did it work? Did they just get in touch with you?
Tara's very good online, just spammed loads of people.
I spent one day, I was like 6 hours at my laptop, just email after email after email, or the same email.
And who are you emailing? Every single venue
every
you could think of?
Every single good venue that I could think of, yeah.
And what did you put in the email? Did you put...
I said, hello.
Yes.
Please love us.
Yes.
Yeah, it's basically that. Right? I'm just saying, like, oh, who we are, where we're from.
Yeah.
I gave him a link to a original song on YouTube and a cover song.
We shamelessly name dropped the Concord 2 gig.
Yeah.
You have to. That's not shameless at all. That's exactly what it's all about.
Name dropped big venues, basically, yeah.
Because I get sent a few emails, not as many as those guys, I'm sure. And it's really difficult because you are given quite a bit of work to do when you're sent these things.
Yeah.
And I'm just always trying to think of how to make it easier and how to keep that door wider open than possible. And, you know, maybe attaching an MP3 or something. So they don't necessarily have to do the link. I don't know.
Well, I just did it to like a YouTube one, just like a nice. Two videos, just like there it is.
Here you go. Play if you want.
Yeah, most people, when I actually did, well, I say research, but when I spammed people, most of them were like, just don't send us MP3s.
Like, don't fill our box up.
Yeah, I think they only want, most people just want kind of like...
So keep it short, keep it sweet.
Yeah.
Let them know what you've done.
Yes.
Yeah, always. Yeah. And what
you do. Name drop a couple of people we've worked with, and that's it.
And make it human as well. Yeah. You don't have to layer it with endless stuff.
Yeah.
It's so difficult, isn't it? Selling yourself. Oh my God, it's so difficult.
Well, we put like a quote as well from our Concord gig.
Good
at
one.
At the bottom of it. So.
And who did you quote?
Scene Sussex Scene.
Very good.
They said.
We're ace.
Something about my busy
hands. Yeah, check out Ed's hands and fingers do their thing.
Ed, you know, seriously, they're clamping down on that sort of thing. Does Me Too mean nothing to you?
I didn't know where
Ed,
to take
no,
out
no, no. Let's not. Seriously, I can't condone that sort of thing. Ed's wandering hands. What would you like to do as another live track? It'd be brilliant. Oh, we had a cheeky text back from Phil from Songbox Band saying a cheeky plug for me there, Pete. Thanks.
Nice.
That's nothing, mate. We're going to play a track and mention you say, oh yeah, we're on it. We are so
it's
on it tonight.
Dad hasn't texted yet.
Please, if you are Tara's dad, what's his name?
Alan,
for crying out loud, text us. 07909 547336. Love to hear from you. In the meantime, Ed's warming that thing up. What are you going to play on it?
I'm going to go for another finger picking one, and I might do a bit of a more raucous one.
Actually, you know what? While we're swinging the mics around, can you just indulge me? Can you sing into that one, and we'll do the guitar with that one? People don't need to know this, but it's live. It's amazing radio. It's creativity in action. Tara and I were kind of smirking and giggling earlier because, unbeknown to you, it sounded like there was a dentist next door occasionally. I don't know what was going on.
Sounded great.
So something was going on. So anyway, what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song called Around My Room now.
Please.
Mm.
the top that you hung up to dry and accidentally left behind. And the glass you drank from that night, and a photograph to remember you by. Fingerprint haunts where you turned out the light, and a hair clip you left here still lies by my bedside. And I still find you over and over again around my room. Receipts from everywhere we went, recall the precious time we spent together. And you would call me whenever we were so far apart, letting me know I was there in your heart. Well, it means more to me than I ever let on. And I still find you over and over again around my room. To play your favorite songs, but I've been daydreaming too long. Well, it's time, time I moved on. I'm sure that you're happy, I'm sure you don't miss me, and you found someone. But I still hold on to old memories, and I know I'm my own worst enemy. But I just cannot throw all hope away, so I guess that's how I'm gonna stay. And I can't help myself anyway, 'cause I am still in love with you. And I still find you over and over, and I still find you. And I still find you over and over again around my room. Around my room.
To get the last word, didn't she? She really, and do you know what? I mean, it was shameful. You know, there you are, singing your heart out.
Sorry.
I mean, seriously, singing your heart out on your knees, basically. No, I mean, that wasn't an order. And then Tara has to do that. I mean, you know, all I can do is apologize.
I'd just like to steal the show.
It's the cough mix, as they say.
Yeah.
Very good. See, nice. What I did there. That is the gorgeous sound of The Man and I, or basically tonight, The Man. To be honest, with the cough.
The man and cough. Yeah, the coughing man.
I think we're getting to the bottom of why you've lost your voice, to be frankly. I mean, you've got to give those things up.
Because I never shut up.
Seriously, you can't you can't eat cigars the way you eat them. Not the way you do it anyway. It's going to wreck your stomach, your lining, anything. That was a beautiful song. Around My Room, I think is what you said it was called.
Around My Room.
You see,
right.
I'm there. So on it. We had another text in from another sort of would-be wannabe session gigger on the 12th of June. What is going on with that? I mean, 12th of June, 12th of September. What is going on with that date, people? We have Mike Garrett texting in. We will mention your gig. Okay. Pretty Thing Records, it says, presents a night of songwriting brilliance from the likes of. Quite a list here. We'll do that later. Basement venue, anyway. Thanks for that, Mike. You see, 12th of September, it's one of those nights.
Yeah. Hot property night.
Hot property night. Yeah. Yes, it is. And we haven't even mentioned really the Battle of the Bands, which we will, obviously. Beautiful song. How old is that song?
I would say that one's probably not quite as old as the one on the CD.
Okay.
Well, how old is that? About 10 years? Maybe 5 years?
5 years. You're not old enough, my friend. How can this be 2009?
He is old enough, don't worry.
Okay, thanks, Tara. Again. Do you know what I mean? Again, it's low blows. Yeah. Bang, it's there.
I'm sorry.
Coughs.
You haven't got your singing voice to... So you have to say something.
Yeah.
Just belittle me.
I just want to be involved, guys.
Like. I love these two. They are the best. You've got to go and see them live, people. If you can't make the New Cross Inn because you're at the Battle of the Bands on the 12th of September, tell us where else we can see you. Have you got any other gigs that are definite?
Yeah. The Apple Day at Stanmer Park.
Stanmer Park.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Are you playing inside the building?
No, it's outside. So they're doing like a charity day, basically. Yeah. And I emailed them and was like, I like apples. I like apple juice. I like cider. I want
Ed
to play.
Ed likes cider. He'll play for cider.
Play for cider.
Yeah,
play for cider.
Yeah, it's like a charity thing, so we're just going to go and play. And
guys, I love you. Yeah. Isn't that be a good name for a band? Play for cider.
Play for cider, yeah.
That'd be a great name for a band.
Trademark, trade it, yeah. Quick.
I think they're already about a sort of a play for cider UK, play for cider music.
Summer
play
of Somerset, it's, probably.
We've lost it already. It's already gone. Oh, me and my mouth. Anyway. Ed, back to the writing. How does it work? Do you do the lion's share of the writing? Or?
Well, at the moment, the songs we're playing are, yeah, they're songs that I've written previously, and we've sort of worked them, because Tara has been such a fantastic fan and been to all my gigs. You already knew all the songs anyway.
It's very true. Yeah. seven
so
years.
We just reworked them to work with both of us, but we're actually writing stuff together now, where I'll either come up with the initial idea. Tara's got a lot of initial ideas as well, and we will butcher each other's ideas and come up with something else.
Yeah, it's true. That's not good enough.
Yeah.
But my song, I mean, usually I come up with a riff on guitar, an idea on guitar first, and then I kind of see how that makes me feel, or if there's any lyrics that I've been kind of like playing around with which suit the style of the song.
Do you write stuff, lyrics separately? Do you jot stuff down when you're travelling around?
Yeah, I will occasionally think of mainly ideas.
Okay.
Ideas separately, but then I usually quite like to make it a more of an organic if I've got the idea but no specific lyrics, then I can sit down with the guitar part, and then it sort of just, well, hopefully, sometimes it flows really easily, other times kicking around for years.
I mean, not wanting to jinx the magic or anything, but do you find that the melody leads you lyrically sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. I try not to put too much pressure on what comes first. I have done in the past, and I don't think it's... I kind of like to almost create reactively to what I've already got. So if what I've already got is the guitar part, then I'll just go with that. And quite often I just sit at home noodling around on guitar, so it's usually the bit I have first. And then,
yeah.
But for instance, the next song I'm going to play on his on this was inspired by Spanish style guitar playing. So I wrote the whole song,
okay,
with a kind of Spanish.
And can you do a bit of that normally? I mean, not now, obviously, but can you? Have you got that kind of?
I'll do it for the next live song. I'll do
baby.
It, yeah.
when you listen to music, other people's music, are you instantly? Does your ear draw you to the melody, or are you a lyric? Do you listen to the
lyrics? And I think you're music normally, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, because I play and write, I kind of notice. I tend to just pick out the things I really like about a song.
Yeah, as well, people like I like be they like really be listening to a song, and then he'd be like, "Can you hear that?" Like, and he'd pick out something that I just wouldn't even know. He's like that hi hat on that.
That's probably autism for you.
Whatever. Yeah.
But like, hey, don't knock it.
He literally like
it's working for me. So
picks
far.
Out like tiny little bits and no one else would notice.
But do you point out what a beautiful lyric that might be, and he hasn't, and he's missed it?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm quite good at
picking out lyrics.
Lyrics
are quite
a
personal thing, aren't they?
Like, I think
some
so.
Of the lyrics I like may not necessarily be to everyone's taste.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
well, totally. You know, and I find sometimes to some muso mates, you know, that they cannot listen to someone I love because all they're hearing is the voice and the fact that guy can't play guitar very well. I'm like, yeah, but the passion and the lyric who cares what he can
totally,
do?
Yeah.
You know, he's got my vote, and it's a funny thing. We can't sort of smash that.
Funnily enough, I think when I'm writing songs, the lyrics, after the initial guitar bit's down and I've got an idea and I'm writing, the lyrics are very important to me. And I think the melody line is the thing that takes me the most time to craft. Like, the lyrics I like writing lyrics, so I kind of get the storyline together. And obviously the guitar part I've probably already written, and then it's kind of like crowbarring it into a melody line that's like that's good enough, that I think is good enough, and that's what takes the time, I think.
Okay. And are you good together? Are you good in the sense of not censoring, but you know, leading
quality
the
control.
Other? Yeah, quality
yeah,
control.
I think we're like. We've known each other for years as well. Yeah. So it's like, I think if someone has an idea, it's not like it's not a bad idea.
Exactly.
Or, you know, it's kind of just like, look, I don't think that's where we want to go, or I don't think, or if we have a really good idea, it's like, great, like, let's do it.
I like having somebody to bounce off when I've got ideas, because like when I was working with Phil on this
Phil Jones on guitar.
He's in Ireland at the moment. He's living in Ireland. When he comes back over, we're going to do a bit more acoustic instrumental.
What about
stuff
the three of you?
Yeah, we might drag him in if he's. Well, he might be listening now.
Hello, Phil.
It's the first he'll know about this. But.
You know, we love you. What was I going to say? I think I was going to say something really sensible. So forget that, because no one will recognise me. Why don't we do a CD track, and then you can finish off on a livey. Give you a break so you can collapse and cuddle the dog. she's going to still cough again. Shall we do Lost Art? Is that,
perfect.
Yeah? Yep. So I didn't check what you're going to play. So Lost Art, we've got an old CD track here. Ed, can people get this still? Is it available?
Yeah.
Well, funny story. Yes. I lost my voice just after we recorded this EP.
Yes.
So we had a load of gigs booked up, and then we had to cancel them all. And by the time, it took about 6 months for it to come back. It was pretty nasty. And by the time it came back, Phil had lost faith that my voice was ever going to come back. And we had a completely different band. So I have about 1,000 of these EPs.
Well, let's
so
flog them.
There's a few available.
Let's flog them.
Yeah, we normally put them all at our gigs.
Good.
£3 normally. Three songs,
don't go lower than that. That's a good price. Well, we got a track, Lost Art. It's The Man and I in a sort of an earlier format. But this is still a track you guys do, right?
We still play this one.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Speechless for the first time in a long time.
Oh my God, that is beautiful. Lost Art track from an early incarnation. There's a word there, and it's not milk. incantation, who cares? An early version of The Man and I. You know what I'm trying to say. It's called Lost Art. If ever you go and see The Man and I, just make a run for the back of the hall at the end of the session and buy as many copies of this as you can. Absolutely beautiful. A lovely message back in from Phil from the Songbox Band saying, oh, Pete, we're playing at Stanmer Park Apple Day. These guys sound great. It would be nice to have a chat and a cider with them too. Well, yes. See, Phil, that can be arranged, I'm sure.
These won't guys, say no to a cider.
These yeah. guys, let's face it, play for cider.
Yep.
That's what they do. They play for cider. I must be honest, Phil, I hope you haven't been booked under false pretenses, but you know, Tara was saying that they were the only band playing live. Yeah. So, and now you're saying you're the only band, band playing live. I think there's going to be a brawl. There's going to be a fire. There's going to be a
side record.
There's going to be an apple fight down at the old Stanmer Park. I'm only kidding. Make sure you go. There's no date. What was the date for that?
22nd.
Of September.
Yes.
There you go. Just before it gets a little bit too dark. You love the winter, though.
I love the winter.
Yeah, I'm fighting a losing battle here.
No, cannot change my mind about that.
I'll be honest with you. I know what you mean. It's all snuggy and lovely in the
and Christmas lights come up, and especially around Brighton as well. You look around, you're like, oh, it's so pretty. But then I also really like Halloween, where everything's really creepy and spooky. So, you know, I'm just
Halloween
kind of...
fan.
Yeah, I'm just kind of, you know...
Halloween.
Well, you're both just adorable. And whatever you say, I think you're fab. Good. So, listen, have you got time for one more live song? Would you like
Let's
to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do, well, this is the, it's called Spanish Dancer.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Phil says he's in the orchard. I don't know what that means. Where are you? Do you know? He's
no.
He's got a lot of information, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has more information than I do.
Well, I think you're just say you're
just
in the main...
turn up and wing it.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, say you're on the main stage. That'll freak him out.
Yeah.
Apparently on the main stage, Phil. There you go. There you go. I think he's done a runner. What is this live track now that the microphone has done its naughty business of squeaking? Oh, should we swap those mics around again?
Oh, yes.
I'm going to just turn them right down, even though you're there. Oh, God, they squeak, I tell you. We've got one more track from The Man and I. Ed is getting all geared up. We've got Tara sorting him out, changing his tyres, doing all the sorts of thing off air.
As always.
What's this track going to be called?
It's called Spanish Dancer. So Spanish this is a perfect dancer. Example of me writing the lyrics because the guitar part sounded Spanish.
Nothing wrong with that.
Very scientific.
Ed, take it away. You're sounding great.
Just another busker in the English rain, dreaming of the girl I left behind in Spain. How she danced when I was singing in the street, when the music in my fingers met the rhythm in her feet. She's in my head, yeah. She's in my head. She's not so far away and not so far. When I wanna be there, yeah, yeah. When I wanna be there, I close my eyes and play. She's not so far away, yeah, yeah. Each and every day I hear her calling me. Even though she's just a distant memory. And when I want her I just pick up my guitar. And every note takes me right back into her arms. She's in my head, yeah, yeah, she's in my head. She's not so far away, not so far. When I wanna be there, yeah, yeah. am and I wanna be there. I close my eyes and play. She's not so far away. So far away, not so far. When I wanna be there, yeah, yeah. When I wanna be there, I close my eyes and play. Not so far. When I wanna be there, yeah, yeah. When I wanna be there, I close my eyes and play. She's not so far away. Close my eyes and play. She's not so far away. Some distant sunny day. She's not so far away, yeah.
That's why he's known as the Wandering Minstrel with those crazy moving hands. Of course, I don't know what you were implying earlier. Ridiculous reputation. Ed, that was so, so good. Brilliant stuff. What was that track called?
Thank you very much. It's called The Spanish Dancer.
The Spanish Dancer or Spanish Dancer. Absolutely stunning. Guys, please do go and support The Man and I. They're so good. Oh, my God. And you've only heard 50%, really. We've had the lovely Tara croaking and coughing in the background.
The better half.
Wait a minute. Do not do yourself down. That is so, so good. Please support these guys. If you're up in London on Thursday the 12th, go to the New Cross Inn, of course. You've also got the Apple Park Day thing, which is, I'm calling it officially. It's called Apple Day and it's in Stanmer Park. Apparently, Phil says, we weren't offered the main stage. Which, you know, the thing is, Phil, you know, you gotta cut your cloth and jib and all that. You've been stuffed out in the orchard, so good luck with that. Anyways, do support it. It is on something like the 22nd of September. I kind of listened, but, you know, only with half an eye.
It's an all-day event.
All-day event. You're going to be sloshed a bit by the time you come on. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you so
much. It's been a real pleasure to finally meet you.
Yes.
Not stranded in Nuneaton, but actually here.
It's been lovely. This is our radio debut.
Wait a minute. You never told me that.
Oh, yeah. No, we've never been on radio together before.
I would have done the place up if I'd known.
That's okay. It's all right.
I'm so sorry. It's looking not quite.
Balloons along, really, shouldn't
you? Balloons would have been a lovely touch, too. But, guys, I hope it hasn't been a painful experience.
That's lovely. Thank you.
That's the one we want to hear. Take care.
Take it easy. Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.